It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Anne Strainchamps, and this week all of us, public radio listeners and producers, were shocked and saddened by the death of NPR photojournalist David Gilkey. He and his translator were killed while they were on assignment in Afghanistan, when the convoy they were traveling in was ambushed by the Taliban. Photojournalists like David go places most of us wouldn't want to go. They take pictures of things we may not even want to see. They risk their lives, hoping to send back that one image that just might change someone's mind or open someone's heart. I heard David Gilkey talk a couple of years ago. This was on a panel with some other public radio journalists, and he told a story I've never forgotten. He'd just gotten back from Liberia, where he was covering the Ebola epidemic, and he told us about a single photo he took. It was a picture of a little boy who looks like he's 4 or 5 years old.
Well, this is a little boy saw EXCO. We first came across him on a beach in Monrovia, sitting naked, scared on a little bucket. He was sitting on a paint bucket, surrounded by about 50 people. And he was clearly sick. He couldn't move. I shot video of him in the morning, and then as the day progressed, we left and we came back, and somebody had moved him about, I don't know, 20 yards up to where this photograph is, or the photograph was taken. And no one would touch him. Nobody was helping the situation. Myself and another photographer, John Moore, had latex gloves. We gave them to the locals. We just sort of stood around and asked what they were going to do about it. And, you know, it was heartbreaking because the locals in this area were, you know, denying for the most part that Ebola existed, yet nobody would touch the little boy. Eventually, we went back the next morning. He was gone. Somebody had taken him to the hospital overnight, I think by taxi. It was all a little murky. And that afternoon, we learned that he had died. So it was a tremendously difficult thing to watch because you were seeing the real sort of face of Ebola and how lonely it could be. Look, the situation that unfolded, at least for me in Liberia that day, was something that I think anybody would reach out to do something. I mean, I think we all in journalism 101 and 102 and 3, you know, learned, oh, you're not part of the scene, you're not, you know, you have to take a step back. And this was a situation that, as on a human level, you had to do something. I mean, I don't look, there was also just the fine line of being safe. So I couldn't pick the little boy up and take him myself to the hospital. That would be, I think, too much, and it would be putting myself at risk. But on the same token, certainly I had latex gloves. We had the ability to do a little something for the situation that was there. And if that, I don't know if that's right or wrong, but it certainly made me feel about a little bit better about what I was taking pictures of.
You talked about this photograph on All Things Considered. And then NPR received a letter from listeners who heard about. There's a couple in Southern California, and I want to read this letter, if that's okay. My wife is 7 weeks pregnant, and after hearing David Gilkey's story about Sa Exco, that's the little boy's name, I knew that we had found the name for our child. When Sa Exco passed away, no one was able to give him love, care, and protection. And in honor of Sa Exco, my wife and I are going to name our first child after him and provide it with what Sa was missing so very much in the last few days of his life. How have you ever gotten a letter like that before? And how did you, I don't know, how did you react when you heard it?
I mean, I was overwhelmed. You know, I don't personally want to take credit for anything. I mean, that's not why we do what we do, but getting a letter like that is why we sort of take the risk sometimes that we do, and why we get out there, and to actually hear from somebody who was so affected by not only the story, but the photograph and sort of the stuff that we did online around it and the social media of getting it out there. I mean, it's just a rare opportunity to where you get to feel the effects of what you're doing.
Was photojournalist David Gilkey. We say goodbye to him and his translator. They were killed this week while on assignment in Afghanistan. The world is a poorer place without them.